Shedding Light on Some Orphic Gods, Stephanie Goodart, SRC. Beyond the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, so well known today, is a much more complex theology of emanated deities and a detailed cosmology, which Orphism reinterpreted for the Greek world.
Everything comes to be out of one and is resolved into one. Musaeus, student of Orpheus. The subject of the Orphic Mysteries has consumed the majority of my research in recent years, and I have already written several articles on the subject. For this particular article, I have decided against writing a general overview of the Orphic beliefs and practices, and instead intend to focus on the two intriguing deities who are mentioned in the Orphic myths, namely Phanes and Zagreus. These two figures are unique in that they are not typically mentioned in popular Greek mythology. I also chose these two deities because they both belong to the line of succession that ends with Dionysus. Some scholars interpret them as previous generations in Dionysus' family tree, while others, more familiar with metaphysical thinking, view them all as different incarnations of the same deity. In this particular article, I intend to first give readers a basic outline of the section of the Orphic theogony that involves Phanes. From there, his attributes and functions will be discussed, using numerous ancient authors as source material. We shall then move our attention to Zagreus, in much the same manner. First, there will be a brief retelling of the appropriate section of the myth. Following this, commentary from ancient as well as modern sources will be provided. In the final section of the article, I will synthesize the information given thus far and offer an interpretation that brings in ideas of spirituality, philosophy, and universality. The myth of Phanes. In the beginning, all was dark, and nothing existed but two winged serpents. They mated and produced a brilliant egg. One serpent wrapped himself around the egg and squeezed it until it broke open. Emerging from within was the winged hermaphroditic deity, Phanes. Light radiated from his body that was so bright no one could see him. He had four eyes, horns, and the heads of a bull, ram, a lion, and a serpent. From the top half of the shell, he created the heavens, and from the bottom portion, he created the earth. He mated with himself and gave birth to the goddess Nyx. He also mated with Nyx, and she gave birth to Gaia and Uranus. Phanes then began to create the physical world by assigning a place for the sun, moon, and stars. The basic myth is believed to date from at least the end of the Archaic period. Aristophanes makes reference to it in his comedy, The Birds, first performed in 414 BCE. Although in the play the myth is altered slightly, the figure of Phanes is still clearly identifiable by his glittering golden wings and the fact that he is born from an egg. The name Phanes comes from the Greek phanein, to bring light, and phanesa, to shine. In ancient times, some Orphics thought his name should be translated in the active voice as the bringer of light, while others believed it should be taken in the middle voice as the glittering one. The Rhapsodies describes him thus, "And all others marveled when they saw the unlooked-for light at the aether, so richly gleamed the body of the immortal Phanes." Phanes can be described physically as light and metaphysically as intellect. Generally, the Platonists view Phanes as representing the sun of the intelligible world. Proclus says Phanes is the first intelligible intellect and unfolds himself into the light. Hermias calls him the boundary of the intelligible, who illuminates the intellectual gods with intelligible light. Phanes brings light into the darkness and order out of chaos. His birth is the first step taken by the divine, who is unformed and without qualities. Phanes as a hermaphroditic being represents his role as a definitive creator god. He has within him the seed of all gods. His wings and numerous heads can be simply explained as representing an extremely powerful and mind-boggling deity. It is likely that the imagery is influenced, even borrowed from mythological figures from other ancient Mediterranean cultures. Phanes has many heads and eyes, but does not have a body. This symbolizes that the lower physical world has not yet been made manifest. Hermaeus suggests that his four eyes represents that he reunites the original monad with the issuing triad. Pythagoras believed that the monad was the source of all other numbers. Three represented completeness because it had a beginning, middle, and end. The number 4 symbolized perfection, and its corresponding shape was the square. Regardless of the particular interpretation, Phanes certainly is the anthropomorphic representation of the solution to the one-many problem that so troubled the early Orphics in pre-Socratic philosophers. The myth of Zagreus. Zeus had decided to pass his kingdom on to his son, Zagreus, even though he was just a young child. This inspired jealousy in some of the other gods, and the Titans plotted revenge against the boy. They disguised themselves by whitening their faces and brought several gifts to Zagreus. A mirror, apples, a ball, knuckle bones, a pine cone, a bull roarer, wool, puppets, and a narthex. They used these gifts to lure Zagreus far away from the other gods, and once out of sight, they attacked him. First they dismembered him, cutting him up into 7 pieces. The pieces were boiled, then roasted. Then they feasted. However, Athena came upon them and was able to save 1 piece, the heart, which was still beating. She quickly brought it to Zeus, who was furious at the Titans. In his anger, Zeus hurled the thunderbolts at the Titans, which immediately destroyed them. Zeus then took the heart of Zagreus and used it to restore him to life. From the soot left from the Titans, Zeus fashioned human beings, animals, and birds. The name Zagreus, often translated as Great Hunter, seems to be a contraction of za, very, and agreus, hunter. Zagre, an Ionian word, means a pit for capturing animals. Perhaps the name refers to some myth of this god that has unfortunately been lost to us. It is rather ironic that here Zagreus seems to be the hunted and not the hunter. As for his physical appearance, Zagreus has horns. This serves to further connect Zagreus with Phanes, who you'll recall is also said to have horns. The Titans cut Zagreus up into 7 pieces. Each of the 7 pieces represent the 7 heavenly bodies and the heart, which we think of as the seat of the soul of the individual, represents the intellect of the world soul. This world soul, of course, cannot be divided. Zagreus, who may be thought of as another incarnation of the earlier Phanes, is also an anthropomorphic representation of the one-many problem. He begins as one being, who is then separated into many pieces, boiled, roasted, and ingested. However, from the heart, the one piece that is saved, Zeus is able to restore the body of Zagreus, thus completing the cycle from one to many, back to one again. Because of this teaching, Harrison writes that Zagreus is especially an Orphic name. Zagreus is the god of the mysteries, and his full content can only be understood in relation to the Orphic rites. Within the egg, Phanes represents union, perfection, of opposites. When the egg splits, the upper portion becomes the heavens, and the lower, the earth. Some ancient writers commented that the heavenly portion was made from gold, while the earthly portion was made from silver. These pairs of opposites associated with Phanes are continued. He himself is light, while his consort and daughter is Nyx, night. Furthermore, together they produce 2 children, Gaia, earth, and Uranus, heaven. They represent phenomenon and nomenon respectively. The figure of Zagreus does not so much represent a unification of opposites as Phanes does, but his myth results in the synthesis of opposites. The mirror in the myth represents a false counterpart to our reality. Quite literally, a mirror image is the opposite of what is reflected in the mirror. Zagreus is distracted by his image, which here symbolizes the physical world as a reflection of the spiritual realm. Olympiodorus explained that the essence of Zagreus was assumed into all of creation by virtue of looking into the mirror and pursuing his image. As Mead wrote, the myth is a dramatic history of the wanderings of the pilgrim soul. He must pass through the trial of separation and fragmentation through the process of differentiation. This is another common theme in world mythology, and is similar to many of the later alchemical texts. It is only through it being seemingly destroyed that we come full circle to be whole. Thus we have the cycle of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis in an evolving form of the Zagreus myth. Phanes is the source of light and intelligence for the cosmos, and Zagreus provides the soul by which to spiritualize all of creation. Phanes begins the cycle of creation, and Zagreus puts it into eternal motion. The myth emphasizes that one becomes many, and many becomes one again, by virtue of the divine link between the universe the divine, and human beings through this eternal cycle. During Phanes' reign, the world is created in its spiritual state. Zeus gains power a few generations later and makes the world manifest in its physical form. Zagreus, who is handed the throne by Zeus, is meant to achieve the synthesis of these two apparent states during his reign. However, he is unable to fulfill his duty, and thus the responsibilities fall to his successors, which according to myth is the race of human beings. The souls of men, seeing their images in the mirror of Dionysus, as it were, have entered into that realm in a leap downward from the supreme. Yet even they are not cut off from their origin, from the divine intellect. It is not that they have come bringing the intellectual principle down in their fall. It is that though they have descended even to earth, yet their higher part holds forever above the heavens. Plotinus.